Hey, and welcome back to Stream of Conscious, everybody. I am Joey, the flamboyant flamingo stout, and this is Joel Hotbox Cox. Hey, Joel, what are we talking about today?
I don't know.
Joel? Were you on delay there?
No, I purposely did that to throw you off.
I came in with so much enthusiasm, Joel. Is flamboyant, like, is it definitively gay? Is that what is that really, if you're a flamboyant flamingo, does that mean you're a gay flamingo? Like, I know gay people were typically described as flamboyant, but are they hand in hand? Are they simpatico? I might be using some of the wrong words there. Like, own that. It's like rainbows. Anybody can like a rainbow.
Tending to attract attention because of their exuberance, confidence.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Joel. You know what? I want to do a podcast with Joel, not with Google search. This is the Merriam-Webster Power Hour with me, Joe Stout, and Joel Merriam-Webster.
No, Merriam-Webster is a second choice. So, ha, it's not Merriam-Webster, so suck it.
You're missing the important part of the conversation.
No, the important part of the conversation is, Joel, I'm using the definition, because the definition is what defines everything.
I wanted your opinion.
That is my
opinion. So you're entitled to opinion. That is not your opinion. You read it verbatim.
My opinion is, apparently it's about being exuberant. It's not about being gay.
All right. Not that you do what you want to do. It's your thing. Make your own decisions in life.
So, I've been getting a lot of phone calls. A lot of text messages.
About me? Am I in trouble?
Nope.
Okay.
The politicians are in trouble.
Wait, people are calling you about politicians?
I've gotten surveys. I've gotten car insurance stuff. See what I've been doing? I've been watching movies in the background while I'm doing my shit. And I'll just click talk to a representative and have them listen to the movie I'm watching.
That's great.
I've had assholes say, hey, can you vote for this guy? And I'd say, no, you can go fuck yourself. Or I'll say, this is pretty disgusting. It was 7:30 on a Saturday night. And they were asking me who I'm going to vote for. I'm like, you're disgusting. You don't need to be doing this right now.
Right. No, it's not. And I just saw on Facebook, you can turn off the notifications, the voter reminder thingies, whatever.
How?
It's literally, if you go on Facebook and scroll for 10 seconds, everybody's reposting this. There's so many of them. It's ridiculous. I can't remember exactly where it is, but it's basically you go in like your settings, like your little three bar thing. What do you call that? The three, which way is vertical? Vertical's right to left. Yeah, three
hamburger.
Vertical. You do call it the hamburger. Okay, so like I heard somebody talking about this, and they kept referring it to as the hamburger menu or the hamburger icon or whatever, and I'm like, it was bothering me so much. I'm like, this is so unprofessional. It was a professional thing I was listening to, and it was like, and they kept referring it to the hamburger menu or the hamburger. I can't remember what it was, but I was like, what the hell is the hamburger? Like this is, and I like had to like go back and look and see where it was. They were clicking on the screen, and I'm like, that's the menu. That's just the menu. That's just called the menu. It's not called the hamburger, but it is apparently. It's called the hamburger because confirmed. But I don't, it was bothering me so much. I don't know why it pissed me off so bad. I was like, please call it anything other than the hamburger icon.
Why?
Oh, sorry. What were we talking about?
Why are you
wearing
a hamburger?
It was just like, it just felt so, some things like you personally have a nickname for or something you call. I can't even think of an example of something right now, but like off the top of my head, because I'm so worked up about it, like my brain won't settle. But like, you know, like sometimes you refer to something as something, but it's like your term for it. It's like your little idiosyncratic term or the nomenclature that you've given it. It's not really like the everybody term. It felt like that because I didn't know that it was really called the hamburger until that's why I asked you. I was really expecting you to say it's just called the menu icon or whatever. Like, but it's obviously I'm wrong for this, but it just felt like they were educating wrong. Not wrong, but they were just doing it. And I don't know why. It really was not like a big deal. It didn't really set me off. I wasn't getting steamed or red-faced over it or anything like that. I was just kind of like, that just feels like the wrong term. You know, like when you hear somebody mispronounce a word and then you go, okay, whatever. And then they mispronounce it again and you're like, okay, stop that. And then like by like the fifth time they mispronounce it, you're just like, it's not how that's pronounced. And it's felt like that to me. But anyways, regardless, so you click on the hamburger icon on Facebook, and then I want to say you scroll down to Town Hall, and then there's like three things across the top. I can't remember what they are, but the third one says Settings. And then so when you click on Settings, it gives you the option for voter reminders or something to that effect, and you can click that off. So I just learned that from you on Facebook. But I might be wrong. If I'm off a little bit on that one,
I just turned it off.
Did you really? Was that did I describe it right?
Yep.
Son of a bitch! Look at me go. Proud of myself right now. So Joel, today's a big day. Well, today when we post the podcast is a big day. Bailey is getting his driver's license. Well, Bailey's going for his driver's license test. But hopefully and supposedly he will pass. He's really good, so I have no question that he's gonna. And I'm tough on my kids. You know, I'm not one of those parents that go, "My kid's so wonderful and they're so fantastic." Sometimes my kids are dumbasses, and I'm willing to admit that. I own up to it. But Bailey's a really good driver, like an exceptionally good driver. So I'm very comfortable with the idea of him being on the road. Like, you know, all dad jokes and stuff aside, like he's a good driver. So yeah, it's my oldest kid is now going to. That's really makes me feel exceptionally old.
Good.
Yeah. I feel like I don't know how close I am to having to take Centrum Silver every morning, but I know I'm on that pathway. Like that's gonna be a next step pretty shortly here.
And I'm here, young, living life and enjoying everything.
I don't feel as old as I am. Like parts of me just are like. Like it's weird. Like I see some of the old people things that I do now. Like I get excited to go to Target. That's not a normal. That's an old person thing. If I'm looking at something on Instagram or Facebook, and I see like a really neat drying rack for my dishes, I go, oh, I gotta save that. Like that's the kind of old that I've become. Like that's where if I'm scanning through the radio stations and there's I hear a song I like, but then like they go into like where they start talking a whole bunch, like that talk radio type thing. I'm okay with that. I turn it up and I listen to what they have to say. Like that's the kind of old I've become. I'm there. I finally have made it. It's really peculiar, and you don't realize it. Like it sneaks up on you, and you're like that's not an old thing to do until like you start listing them all off. In unison, like, or until you're around like young people that don't do those things. Like if I'm in the car and like I stop on talk radio and the kids like press the button to search for a song, and I'm like, you just changed my station. But then I'm like, oh, son of a bitch, I'm the old guy who wants to listen to the talk radio instead of. I was like, I was listening to NPR, man. I want to know what's going on in their world. And they're like, Dad, we just want to listen to, I don't know, Nicki Minaj or whatever shit they put on the radio. I don't know what kids listen to nowadays. They just want to turn on their Justin Biebers or whatnot. I don't know what the fuck kids do. What are we talking about today, Joel?
I was letting you rant.
I know. I reached the end of it. Sometimes I tire myself out. That's the kind of old I am, too. Like, I go on these long rants about absolutely nothing, and then I get to the end, and I'm all tuckered out, and I'm just like, oh, that was tough, and then the waitress is like, so, sir, did you or did you not want mayonnaise with your burger? And I'm like, oh, that's the question. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, mayonnaise, yes, please. That's where I am in life, Joel. You ever feel old, Joel? Take a shot.
Nope.
How come we're not doing take a shot anymore? Remember that was a thing we did for a little while? Every time we said something old people do or say, it was like, take a shot. We never took a shot because we're too old to drink during the day, too.
Like, not true. I've done it before.
We have done it, but then we regret it later. We drink during the day, like we have a couple drinks, and we film a podcast, and then we have to sober up and go to IHOP or something. Like we drink during the, like when you're young, you drink during the day. You're like, it's 4 o'clock, we're gonna start drinking, and then you drink, and next thing you know, it's like 3 a.m. and you're still drinking. But we, at our age, like we're like, it's 4 o'clock, and we start drinking, and by like 5:30, we're like, I think it's time to tone things down a little bit. We've reached that age, Joel. We're there. Are you still there, Joel?
I'm here.
Are you participating in this podcast?
I'm seeing how much I can't participate in this podcast. How far you'll go.
I mean, I can probably carry the whole thing by myself if I have to. I feel it's better when you're involved. I like to
lies.
Keep us,
you like bitching at me. You like picking fault of everything I do.
No, listen, you would say okay. So all right, let's talk about the Joel's Health Watch.
Here we go again.
No, it's exactly my point. Because you gave me shit about this. Like, we were texting.
Yes,
and
I gave
you
shit. Because I always give you shit. Because you always give me shit.
No, because you said you had good. You came back. No, I don't want to step on. Do you want to tell your story about the about your health thing or whatever? It's a good health thing. It's not a bad thing. But do you want to tell your story, or do you just want me to like? Do you want me to give the abridged version of it?
I'll let you give the abridged version. And I'll jump in.
Okay, so basically. You say that you had to talk with your doctor because we had blood work done, I believe, right?
Yep.
And so the doctor gets back, and you waited excessively long to get in touch with your doctor because it was a telemedication, whatever the phone call, medical talk to the doctor via Skype or whatever shit you do. And he made you wait a bit, and you were like kind of bullshit. You were a little grumpy about it, and then. He finally got back the answers, and he basically said your cholesterol was good and your overall health was good. Was there something else? Your cholesterol and something else. But whatever. He came back with good news for you.
All the numbers are great.
Right. So you were like, good. Everything's good. Doctor says I'm healthy. And I said, that's awesome. And I was really, like, I wasn't just like, you know how, like, sometimes people say this so and such is, oh, Jimmy's getting married. Okay, great for Jimmy. Like, I don't give a shit that whenever I said it. Like, but, like, really, you said you're healthy. And I'm like, that's awesome. That really was, I was excited for you. I even put an exclamation mark at the end of that's awesome. And you were like, you don't really care. You wish I weren't healthy and I was dying.
I did not say that.
I paraphrased it, but you basically were like, you want me to be sick so that you can give me shit about not working out and stuff.
I did say that.
I was like, no, I want you to be healthy, asshole. like I'm sitting at home twisting my mustache going, I really hope Joel ends up with diabetes. So, no.
But funny.
But that was the other thing you said. You said you're not a diabetic. Not no risk of diabetes.
Yeah.
Diabetes.
So my wife bitched at me the other day because I put some salt in my. How do you not have high cholesterol? And I'm like, and I said to myself, genetics.
Well, you know what? Listen, that's not really her giving you a hard time because I think to myself too, how the hell does Joel not have high cholesterol? Like, is it just waiting? Because here's what I'm thinking. You know, like some things you don't have until you do, and I'm like, I'm wondering if high cholesterol is just like peeking around the corner, going not yet, wait for it, and then one day it's just gonna jump out and be like boo, and then next thing you know, Joel's gonna be on Lipitor or whatever. Like that's what I'm worried about because you do not eat healthy. Like it can't last forever. Like I know you're like good genetics, but at some point in time, that's gonna catch up to you and it's gonna bite you in the ass. And I worry about your health, and I know how upset you get about certain things. Like you have this temperament about you, and usually whenever I hear somebody who can go from like 0 to 60, when they're like, "Oh, it's all fine," why the hell is this guy in traffic? Like I'm like, "Oh, that guy's gonna have a heart attack and die." Like his blood pressure's got to be through the roof, and like so, like I worry about that for you because I worry that one day your temperament, your dander is gonna take you out. Like it's just gonna sneak up on you. Like you're gonna be that guy who's like, "He was so healthy. The doctors always said his numbers were so good," and then you have a heart attack. Like I just worry about you, Joel.
I'm not having a heart attack because I don't want to have one out of spite.
But I don't wish ill things on you. I'm not like by no means am I like, man, I really hope Joel's doctor tells me he's a piece of shit today so he'll jump on a treadmill or whatever. Like I don't care. Like as long as you're healthy, I just want you to be healthy. That's all it is. I even told like it was me and Jonesy were having this conversation. Like I give Jonesy like because he's always talking about his diet. And, you know, Jonesy used to be a really big guy, and now he's lost all this weight. And I know it's important to him. Listen, we all have willpower issues, but I know that it's important to him to maintain his weight and take care of himself. And so, like when he starts going, "Oh, I'm going to order a pizza," I'm like, "Dude, do you really need a pizza?" And like he does it, we all do it back and forth to each other. Like you gave me, you know, like the whole carbs thing. Like you were like, you got to stay off the carb. Like we just kind of encourage each other. We're supportive, but we're supportive in that way. We're like, is that really gonna? You gonna have another beer? Is that what you need in your day? Like I said, I even told you, I'm like, we're basically like wives to each other, except for without the sex. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, that's basically still just wives. That's really what that is. We've been married so long that the intimacy's gone, and we Google weird shit late at night. I'm in the bathroom. I'll be out in a minute. That took a weird turn. I don't know where I was going with all of that, but that's basically what I'm saying, Joel, is I'm glad that you are healthy. I really honestly do mean it. I'm thankful for your health, and I hope that it continues. I want to see you continue to maintain a healthy lifestyle. That's all.
But
that's it.
I don't live a healthy lifestyle. That's the joke of it.
You do. I mean, you do all right. I know you say, like, you don't eat very well. Vegetables don't seem to have a way of incorporating their way into your diet. But yet you still, like, you're active. And you don't have you have certain stresses in your life, like work and such. But, like, you don't have, like for me, biggest stress in my life is probably the kids. All day, every day, I got to worry about these little assholes doing something, not doing something, achieving this goal, not doing... It's this constant, like, it's this nagging beratement that I have to deal with on a 24/7 basis, where there's always something going on with them, and I'm always thinking about, like, for me, I'm like, oh, I got to go to work today, and that sucks, but I'm also like, you know what? I got to make money so that I can afford for the kids to get this test done so that they can, you know, be prepared for their SATs, or I got to pay for dance class, or I got to, you know, like my stresses aren't just a matter of maintaining myself. Cause here's the thing. If something happens, like if I fuck up and I can't afford rent for myself, I go, oh shit, I better make up for that. No, I'm not in any risk of this, but if the lights were to get turned off, I would go, damn it. I might have to live a couple days with the power turned off. But like, I have kids. That's not even an option. Like, I have to maintain a lifestyle where I can still continue to provide for them. And I hemorrhage money into these kids. It's disgusting how much I go to the grocery store, and I would be totally happy buying like a little Hot Pocket meal or something for myself. But instead, I got to buy these giant, you know, family size cuisines that I'm not even going to eat. Like, I have to spend my money on other people. And the stress of just keeping a creature alive is daunting. And I have four of them, plus a dog that I hate.
Well, I was at a friend's on Saturday dropping off some tires, and they had three kids. And two of them, they got married, both had, one had one kid, one had two kids. And these kids are borderline feral. Like, they're good kids, but, like, they're just crazy because that's what they're doing. That's the mood they're in that day. And they're just constantly trying to keep these kids off each other. And I went, I feel guilty. She goes, well, I'm like, I'm going to go home and go to bed and not have to worry about anything. Like, I'm watching them, like, just fight with these children. And the one guy, he said, I forget what he said, but he had, it sounds very Zen-like about, if you keep your hands to yourself, there will be no problems. Basically. Right. And he's yelling at these kids the whole time, like, I don't have to yell at anybody. I just go home and do my thing and go to bed and wake up.
Right. Well, being a parent, it's the craziest thing because, like, I remember, like, I used to see these parents in the grocery store. Like, whenever my kids were little or, like, before I had kids, I remember seeing, like, parents in the grocery store, and they would be like, knock it off, stop it. And they're, like, yelling at their kids like that. And I'm like, you know what? You got to talk to kids. Kids are people, too. And now, like, and then, like, especially whenever Bailey was little and Brianna were little, like, they were really good kids. And, like, and I really said,
Brody showed up.
Right. Well, like, people would always say, like, you have such good kids. And I'd be like, you know what? Like, I just talk to them. Like, I'm a very reasonable, understanding person. And I get, like, I think I am, but stuff, the kids start getting moody, and I go, I'm one of those people still, I believe there's a reason for everything. If somebody's being an asshole, the reason isn't that they are an asshole. The reason they're being an asshole is because of, maybe they're having a bad day, or maybe they're stressed out over this, or maybe somebody was shitty with them, or whatever. Like, or maybe, like, you know, there's definitely a reason behind it. Like, you never just go just because.
You know what always
there's
fixing?
There's always more.
You know what always fixing in my house?
Who's what?
You know what always fixed that problem in my house?
A nap?
You want something to cry for?
Right. I'll give you something to cry for. And that's the way my mom was, too. Like, she was one of those, if you're going to cry, I'm going to beat you, and then you're going to have a reason to cry. Like, I remember my mom legitimately saying that to me.
And you know what I find funny?
What's that?
You probably don't remember as I do. James and I got in an argument years ago on Facebook about hitting children.
My brother James.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he became all those, well, if you beat your children, you're going to beat your wife. I'm like, whoa, whoa, slow down here. And you message me, you go, our mom beat both our asses. I don't know why he's acting like he's holier than thou.
Right. Well, and James is one of those people that feels like he knows things that he's not always, sometimes he just, he feels like he took a class on something, so he knows it. And listen, I admit, like, at a certain point in life, we all go through that phase where we're like, you know, I just think that you're, and look, people do shit wrong, but as a parent, you don't realize how exhausted and tired you are. So you really only have, like, you don't have this middle ground of reasonability. Like, you pulling your kids aside and being a good parent is, it's not that you don't want to do it. It's that it's impossible to do because you really spend your time in two modes. You're either overly set off. Like, you're just like, stop it or I'll fucking kill you. Or you're just so exhausted and you're beat down by them that you just go, fuck, I don't care. Oh, just do whatever you want to do and just don't bother me. Like, as a parent, I don't think I've ever fallen asleep in the past maybe 16 years. I've only passed out from exhaustion. Like, I don't sleep at night. I just eventually just, I can't maintain life anymore. And my whole body just shuts down. Like, that's just basically what happens as a parent. Like, you just lose all ambition and your body goes, you know what? Fuck it. We're done right here, right now. I could take a nap on the floor of a Walmart even. Like, I don't, you just walk around me right now. People are like, sir, are you drunk? I'm like, no, I have kids. They're like, we get it. It's fine. Can I get you anything? But yeah, it's James is one of those people that feels like he knows. He just has to have an opinion on things sometimes. And he's not usually bad for it. That's not really like his biggest fault. But it is one of his faults sometimes.
I was watching a TikTok video last night. And this guy, his kid's like 2. And the kid kept picking up candy and going, Daddy. He's like, no, you're not getting candy. It's 9 a.m. Goes a little further. Kid picks up a piece of candy. Goes, Daddy, no, you're not getting it. It's 9 a.m. So it happens a third time. He goes, no, you're not getting candy. And this woman goes, you shouldn't yell at your child. And he goes, excuse me? You shouldn't yell at your child. There's a better way to do it. I have a parenting class that you should take. I think you should come. He goes, oh, yeah, what is it? It's next Tuesday at 8 o'clock at 3:30. Oh, yeah? That's enough time to go fuck yourself. And I'm like, right? Yeah!
No, it's crazy, though, because, like, I've been in that spot where, like I'm in the store or something, and, like, I'll here's the thing. Kids are the worst when you do something for them. If I go into the store and my kids go, can I get whatever? Can we stop at the McDonald's on the way in? Can I get French fries? I go, no. And they go, we walk away from it, and they say it a couple more times, and usually they calm down. That's terrible. But here's when they're worse. When you walk in, they go, can I get French fries? And you go, you know what? Yeah, shit. Let's get you some French fries. So you go in, and I know that my little 4-year-old, 5-year-old is not going to eat a giant thing of French fries. So I go, I get a small thing of fries. They're not going to eat half of the small thing of fries. I go, here's your small thing of fries. They go, I want the big one. I go, you're not going to eat them. I want the big one. Well, eat all of the small one, and then I'll get you more. No, I want the big fries. I want the big fries. You're like, no, you cannot have the big. It just goes on, and there's like this, I want, and finally you go, stop it! And then somebody over there, some Karen, is looking at you, judging you, going, you shouldn't talk to your kids like that. And I'm like, you know what? You only heard me yell at my kid. You didn't hear the last 25 minutes of my kids going, I want the big thing of fries. I want the big thing of fries. I want the big...
See, that's where it's... When I was growing up, I didn't think about asking for French fries. I knew the answer would be no. Especially if it was my dad. Now, if I ask my mom, she goes, okay. And then I ask for more, and she just looked at me like, I'll take the small one.
Yeah, right? Moms have that way about them.
I just laugh because, like, I know my parents are strict, but you know what? I really appreciate that because I have appreciation of them just going, no. And I'm like, okay, I'm shutting up now because I'm going to get the belt.
Oh, I heard a great quote the other day. See if I can remember it. Where it's if you raise your kids, you can spoil your grandkids. But if you spoil your kids, you'll have to raise your grandkids. And oh, I went, so wow. Yeah, like that. Never thought of it that way. But yes, like I look at all these people that I think we talked before
about. You posted something on Facebook.
Me?
Well, in our Facebook group chat, I should say.
Oh, okay, okay. I was like, because I haven't been doing a lot of Facebook posting, but on our Messenger,
and I believe I believe the person was cheering because they made it to 40 without.
Oh my god, no! Oh, did I not talk about this already? That's so. Listen, this wasn't just one person. Like, I saw. You know what? I'm assuming that nobody. I don't want to call anybody out on it, but I'm not even joking. Like, I think one girl that I went to the high school with posted this, and then I saw. I think it was when I sent it to you, there was two more. So three people total that had posted or reposted it. And then later a fourth one even posted it. Like four different chicks that I went to school with had this braggy post that said, made it to 40 without any grandkids. Bet you can't repost this or something like that. Like one of those, bet you can't share, bet you can't say this. And I'm like, you made it to fucking 40 without grandkids. That means you're celebrating two generations of your family not having teenage pregnancies. That's what you're – and you think that you made an accomplishment. It blew my mind. And they were all chicks that I went to school with. They were all girls from my neighborhood growing up. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I posted it, and before I could even, like, tell you guys that I was like – isn't this funny? It was a joke. I think you and Jonesy both had already replied to it. Are you fucking kidding?
I was about to make
you put seriously.
I was trying to make the post fast enough to say, "Hey, who can? I made it to 40 without any kids. Who can say that? Who can post this without reposting?"
Right. Right. No, I was just like, I just was. That blew my mind that they were like, they were so proud of themselves for not having a teenage pregnancy. And or not having their daughter or son also have a teenage pregnancy. Because I did the math on it. Well, and 40 divided by two generations is 20, but you have 9 months of pregnancy.
But here's the thing, though. Technically, at the age 40, you can have great-grandchildren.
Oh, you have to be a real hoe for that.
I'm just saying.
We're doing some serious math there. Like,
10, 10, 10. No, no.
I mean, you have to be like, what, 12? What's 10. What's 40 divided by? Well, okay. Well,
I'm not saying teen pregnancy. I'm going preteen pregnancy.
No, no, no. You can't get pregnant at 10.
You can get pregnant at 9.
No. It is okay. Possible. Well, you can't. I guess. Yeah. Sorry. Technically, you are correct. Like, if a girl goes through menses. Then yes, she can get pregnant at age 10. Well, I guess like if you have a son, he can get a girl pregnant if she's older. Which I mean, fucking playa. But if you to 10 to be hooking up with a chick and get her pregnant, it's possible, but that's extreme.
It's 2020.
You know what? It's the weirdest thing. Like genetic wise, speaking of genetics and Joel and all his health and everything, both like with my kids, like me and Sarah both have. We kind of went through like a strange, like I was probably 13 and I was able to, I had a full on beard, but I really was like, I hit puberty kind of odd. Like I didn't get my growth spurts until later. My voice didn't really drop and change until later. Like other than the shaving thing, like I had my beard started growing in like thick and full whenever I was like early teens, maybe not thick and full, but it was like, I was definitely ahead of the curve on the whole growing facial hair. But like everything else, like I really didn't. I was kind of older as I developed and stuff. And like I was like, I remember getting my last growth spurt. I was partway through college. Like I knew you. Like when I first met you, I think like I went home for the summer after our first year, my first year in college. And then when I came back, I was like 3-4 inches taller, and I had put on like 15 pounds or something. And it was a lot of it was muscle. Like I filled out a lot. And it wasn't because I was working out or doing anything. Like it was just. That was my final, that was my end of puberty was in college. And Sarah was a similar thing, like where she didn't, Sarah was in like her mid to late teens before she started getting her period even. So like my kids are all, they're going to develop a little bit later in life. I know Brianna's never going to listen to our podcast, but she's 13. She's going to be 14 soon, and I don't think she still has had, like, her first period. And I think that's really late for a girl. But like I said, Sarah was even later. Sarah was super-duper late.
She's also a dancer. Doesn't that, like, stall out or some shit?
I don't know. I mean, she's physically active as a dancer, but that doesn't – there's nothing about dancing that – as far as I know, there's nothing about dancing that delays that. I think if anything, if it would, you'd think like she's more physically active, her body would develop a little faster or something. I don't know. Well,
I knew this girl in high school who was into gymnastics, and then she stopped doing gymnastics, and then she went from like little looking like a little boy to like, hey, I'm a grown ass woman.
Yeah, absolutely. That happens to girls. I mean, it's like one of those things that once everything sprouts, it just kind of happens. But I think that's more genetic. I don't think that that's really so much like whether she's in gymnastics or dance or whatever. I think that just happens to be. But I think the reason, maybe one of the reasons why it seems more, I don't know, because like I really only have my kids. Like I'm not really invested. I took human growth and development, and I took anatomy and physiology. So like I've had to learn all of this stuff. These are things that are in my background education wise, but I don't really remember. And then everybody's different too. But growing up, like thinking back to like whenever I was a kid, I remember there was one girl that like developed before all of the other girls. This girl Heather, she was the first one to get boobs, and like every guy was just nuts about her because she didn't just kind of have boobs, she had boobs, and like so like that was like that's all that I really remember from like my adolescence of like that development phase. But I think now girls kind of maybe develop a little faster, or you know, and also like there's all these girls back then they. As they developed, they developed. Nowadays, with all these tutorials and they put on so much more makeup, and they have all these different girls back then, you started to get your boobs, you put on a training bra. Now girls have like these push-ups and all this. I don't know, like, because that's, I'm not a girl and I'm definitely not a teenage girl, and it would be really creepy if I was overly invested in that thought. I think that things are just different now, not because necessarily that girls are developing faster or sooner, but I think that it's just a matter of it's more on display. That wasn't really as prominent back in our day. So, what was the question again?
I don't know. This is my phone today episode.
This is your what?
This is my phoned in episode.
Literally. Well, I how are we doing on time? Because we're probably pretty damn close.
And after music's been.
All right. So that's all the time we have today. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here on Sugar Conscious Podcast. Be sure to like, subscribe, follow, and all the other bullshit. Tune in next week where we talk about
Joel's
prostate. And I'm going to eat a banana. Oh, you know what? That's so. I have a funny story about it. Well, I will eat a banana next week. I remember one time somebody gave me shit about eating a banana. Somebody was like, "I've never seen a dude eat a banana before," and I'm like, "Don't project your homophobia on my nutrition." I was like, "That's a really weird thing to say," and you'll never see me eat a banana ever again in front of you. Like, I'm still gonna eat them, but in the privacy of my own home now.
So funny story. When Tokyo Drift came out, there's a scene where like they're talking about this one guy. They call him the Drift. They call him DK for Drift King. And the guy, okay. and the guy was talking to the other guy. The guy comes, "Monkey didn't have his banana. Just ignore him." So for years, my buddy Rob, anytime he's in a bad mood, he goes, "Monkey didn't have his banana today." And that was code for leave me the fuck alone.
That's funny.
And disco.
Oh, bye bye everybody. We love you.